Hola, México.
Hola, El Paso.
It's called Border Tuner, as in the dial you use to tune into a radio station. Here's how it works. You step up to a microphone and turn a small wheel that controls a set of searchlights. Someone at another station just across the border does the same. When your lights intersect in the sky, you can start a conversation.
¿Cómo estás?
Bien, ¿y tú?
Bien.
That's a woman in Juarez speaking to a young boy in El Paso. They can't see each other's faces, but they can hear each other's voices, booming from loudspeakers.
¿Cuántos años tienes?
Seis.
This project was 2 years in the making, the brainchild of artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer. He's originally from Mexico City and based in Montreal now. Lozano Hemmer's created interactive sound and light installations all over the world, and he's been drawn to the U.S.-Mexico border, especially since President Trump's election. He says artists here are tired of the same narratives surrounding this place, about divisiveness and racism and militarizing the border.
While all of this is true, there's so many other narratives that are being missed, you know, about interdependence and coexistence, and about the fact that connections between at least El Paso and Ciudad Juarez go deep.
So he designed a project to highlight those narratives. The installation runs through Sunday. Each night starts with a half-hour performance by local musicians, activists, historians. But the most intimate moments come when two strangers connect.
I help people seeking asylum.
Erica Rosales Negaglioni, an attorney who often works with asylum seekers, is talking with a middle school art teacher in Juarez. They thank each other for doing such important work.
Yeah, you should be very proud.
You should too.
Erica says she was overcome by the experience.
Seeing the lights and seeing how they flicker with the voices was just very emotional. And just to think about, we're not separated by much.
For Tracy Harris, who brought her two young children to Border Tuner, the installation is an opportunity to drive that message home. She says her kids have asked lots of questions.
About who's over there, and I'm telling them it's like here. You know, they're walking up to talk to, and then it just kind of hits them like, hey, there's other kids and, you know, there's other people over there, and they're like us.
It's an especially magical night for Harris's daughter, Annabella, who's celebrating her 8th birthday. People on both sides of the border serenade her in English and Spanish. This section of the El Paso Juarez border is divided by a wall, but artist Rafael Lozano Hemmer sees the searchlights forming a sort of bridge above that barrier.
The idea that the artwork takes place above that wall, to me, is symbolically important because it's almost like you're trying to ignore it, you know? You're trying to say, we still share the atmosphere.
¿Por qué te extraño? Desde aquel noviembre, cuando soñamos juntos en querernos siempre.
At the microphones, two women are also sharing their love of music.
Cuando las hojas caen al morir por siempre.
I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.
Noviembre sin ti es sentir que la lluvia me dice llorando que todo acabó. Noviembre.